Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakraborty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Massachusetts lawmakers are moving toward voting on a bill that would ban cell phone use in cars unless the phone can be operated hands-free.
It's already illegal to text and drive in the state, but the law is difficult to enforce because if police see someone using a phone while driving, they can't really be sure if that person is texting or just placing a call.
14 states have already passed laws that ban the use of handheld phones while driving, including Vermont and New Hampshire just last year. And safety advocates say it's time for Massachusetts to do the same.
Massachusetts, for some reason, we seem to wear being bad drivers as a badge of honor.
So this is Dan Strollo. He's the executive director of the In Control Family Foundation, a nonprofit trying to reduce the number of traffic deaths in the state, especially among teens who are particularly prone to the risks of distractions behind the wheel. Strollo is surprised, even frustrated, that Massachusetts has moved so slowly on this issue.
The reality is, just 2 years ago, we were 50th place for seatbelt use in the state. So when it comes to driving, we don't take it seriously. We're a lot of really well-educated, smart people, and we have one of the worst crash rates in the country. And I'll say, I think people, as a society, we don't realize just how dangerous this stuff is.
Check one.
Yep.
All good.
The In Control Foundation runs driving classes in North Andover that, among other things, simulate just how deadly distractions like cell phones can be in a car.
Yeah, so when I say go, you can accelerate it as quickly as you want.
Okay.
When you reach the right speed. I'll
so I'm behind the wheel with Kevin Stronsky, director of operations at In Control. In this drill, I speed up quickly to about 45 miles per hour and head straight toward a wall of plastic cones. About 85 feet before the cones, a red light on my dashboard flashes, my signal to hit the brakes hard and avoid hitting the wall of cones.
Keep going, keep going.
Brake, 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 brake.
Not even close. Slammed right through those cones.
So that was just not getting that pedal down fast enough. You want to slam the brakes.
Slam it, okay, yeah. So I failed. And the lesson, of course, is this. At high speeds, you cover a lot of ground quickly. 60 miles per hour is 90 feet per second. So a second or two of distraction can be catastrophic. When I try the drill again, I manage to stop in time, but just barely.
Hear the yellow cones, lights, brake.
Oh, man.
Just in time.
Just in time.
Much better.
So it really took just about all of those 85 feet to stop.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to give you an added challenge.
Okay.
Okay? And this is where we're going to start to see the dangers of a distraction.
In this next drill, I'll speed toward those cones, and then Kevin will hand me a calculator and ask me to key in my birthday. Seven digits, just like a phone number.
At any point while you're doing that, one of these lights are going to come on.
Okay.
And that's a kid running out into the road. So you want to hit the brake pedal as hard as you did.
Okay.
And we'll see the difference in what happens.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Go ahead. Coast? All right. So a couple things happen. One, you're distracted enough that you forgot to coast.
Right.
What is your birthday?
It's 11/03.
All right, so we have 11/1.
Yep.
So we didn't get your birthday right. And then we didn't even hit the brakes nearly as hard as you did last time.
Right.
So a whole bunch of things were wrong there.
Yep.
Even though we just practiced doing it right.
Yep. I'll never text again. Not that I do. Not that I have. But I'm just saying.
That's what everyone says. But somehow it's still a problem.
Yeah. Hi, Dan.
How are you, Anthony?
Well, that was humbling.
I was going to say, so far you're a textbook example, though.
Again, this is Dan Strollo, the executive director of In Control. We're going to do one more drill about the dangers of distractions when you're following a car too closely. For this one, Dan is in the passenger seat and Kevin is driving another car, two car lengths ahead of me, but to the left. So when he suddenly stops, I should be able to stop my car before I pass his rear bumper, which would simulate a crash.
If you stop in time, that's no crash, of course. If you start to pass my rear bumper but stop before the middle of my car, we're going to call that what everyone loves to call a fender bender. Now, if you pass the middle of my car and stop before the front bumper of the car, we're going to call that an ambulance ride. Your car is totaled, my car is totaled, and obviously you're not feeling too good, you're off to the hospital. Now, if you pass the front bumper of my car, I like to call it a hearse ride. Worst case scenario.
All right.
So we're going to see how we do.
Kevin, we're ready. You can go ahead.
2, 1, go.
Floor it. Just keep the nose of the car up with that cone and stay off to the side like we are. Watch for his brake lights.
Okay. So not a hearse ride.
Pretty bad fender bender. Almost an ambulance ride.
Almost an ambulance ride, a pretty bad fender bender.
An everyday occurrence as far as our highways go.
We were traveling about 50 miles an hour. And even though I was ready for it, when Kevin slammed on his brakes, I had no way to stop without crashing into him. It's a lesson about keeping a safe distance on the highways and about potentially deadly consequences of distractions like cell phones. And it's why Dan Strollo favors a proposal to ban handheld phones in cars. But he says that doesn't go far enough.
I am one of these people who believes that even on the hands-free device, you should stay off of it. You know, your brain is thinking of other things, and how many of us have been on a hands-free device and missed our exit? But here's where the hands-free device really pays off for us is here in Massachusetts, is it gives the police the ability to really say that person was texting. You know, right now, most of the time, I imagine, if you got stopped and you were texting and driving, it's pretty easy for you to say, I was just dialing my phone. But I think this sort of legislation, if nothing else, it gives people the opportunity to think about just how dangerous this is. Any time we're talking about this stuff is incredibly valuable. I hope it passes, but then I hope we reconsider, like, do we even want people using hands-free devices?
So I have another question about the way we handle driving safety in this country. I've lived abroad, and I know, for example, in Europe, to get a driver's license, much more rigorous testing.
Oh my God, yeah.
And kids are routinely flunked the first 2 or 3 times when they try to get it. Doesn't happen here. Do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, I really do. I think, and again, this is a legislative matter. I'd love to see us take driver's education more seriously. I think the driving schools that exist out there are doing exactly what the state is asking of them for the most part. I mean, there's certainly some schools that could improve, but their goal is to get kids their license. In Massachusetts, when you take that driver's test, the driving time is somewhere between 3 to 5 minutes. Maybe on a weird day, it's 10 minutes of driving. Germany, you go to get your license, it's an hour behind the wheel. Estonia, not only is it an hour behind the wheel, but you have to go on highways, city streets, and then put the car in a skid and prove you can regain control before they'll give you a license. And even then, it's a temporary license. You got to come back and get a full permit once there's inclement weather that they can test you in. So very different societal attitude towards what goes into learning to be a better driver. Here, if you wait until you're 18, you don't even need to have any driver's ed. You can just show up and take the test and take it once a week or every, you know, couple of weeks until you pass. It isn't, you know, it's a numbers game.
Yeah, I think a good way to think about it, someone said to me years ago that when you get your license, it's a license to learn. It doesn't mean you know how to drive.
Exactly.
What explains that?
There's something about driving that it's a God-given right, and then I think as parents, we just look at it, and I can't tell you how many parents I've met who've had kids injured, you know, brain injuries where they've said, geez, I knew they were going to crash. I just never thought it would be this bad. And that's what it boils down to.
Living nightmare.
It is. Yeah. And but we don't necessarily proactively. I mean, that part of what we're talking to parents about now is really modeling the right behavior. You know, once that car seat turns around, they're watching you. If you think you can talk on the phone or you can play around with things while you're driving or have, you know, high speed situations or tailgating or whatever it is that you're doing, they're watching you. And the day they get their license, whether you've told them not to or not, they think they can.
I'm worried. One of the things I want to ask you about, Dan, is just how technologically evolved the dashboards are becoming in cars. I mean, we drive a car for WBUR. It's a very nice Subaru. It's got all kinds of safety measures. But there is so much information going on the dashboard that it concerns me, actually.
Where I start to struggle is what you're seeing on dashboards. I mean, for you to be able to update your Facebook page while you're driving is ludicrous and takes everything away from it. But even, you know, some of the display information, telling you additional information about the songs you're listening to, things that just distract your eye. In a perfect world, we're staying more engaged.
Dan, this has been instructive. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming.
So that was Dan Strollo. He's the executive director of the In Control Family Foundation, a nonprofit trying to reduce the number of traffic deaths in the state.
I have to say, I know that you're actually a really good driver, so it was It was kind of disconcerting to hear that someone who even is so skillful behind the wheel as you had trouble in those simulations.
It was humbling, and I think one of the things they're trying to do is to make the point. So some of those drills, some of them, are sort of designed to bring the point home.
And so it did, yeah, very much
did,
so.
Absolutely.
Can you give us an update on the status of the hands-free legislation?
Yeah, well, you might recall there were hearings on a number of bills earlier this month, a number of those hearings very emotional. And in fact, there were some 18 proposed bills. Lawmakers have managed to combine them into one bill, which is still being tweaked, but eventually it should find its way to the floor of the House for a vote.